For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No man, diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I need time, lot of sun. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign.
Welcome to episode 367, 4th and John. I'm DL Saunders here with Mr. Prime, a.k.a. I'll say lucky this time. I never say lucky, but I'm saying I think the reason for this season right now is the Kelly Green release, which has been pretty amazing. We're also going to go over some training camp notes. Keep it light today, but I'm still on a, I'm going to be honest, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go to a jersey release, which was the first of any kind. I don't think anyone's done that. I don't think ever.
I never heard of one.
The Eagles were very polite opening the parking lot. The news stations beat us all there. They were waiting for everyone to line up. But shout out to all the folks involved in that. Allie, John, started with a text saying like, "Hey, are you going to the release?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm going to go there at 3 o'clock." They said, "What?" I said, "Yeah, I'll be there at 3. And that at the end of the day, we had like there's about 1,000 fans there. They had about 9,000 jerseys in stock, but we were trying to give updates in the time in the actual line. I think Eagle fans were super geek, man. Like shout out to I met a bunch of really cool Eagle fans that were they all had the sickness. You saw the eye, you see it in the eyes, right? You know, you right away you know there's the level of crazy is real. And they love their team. And I met some young Eagle fans who hadn't had any Kelly Green in their collections. And, you know, speaking to you, Prime, I know you're a guy who's got a crazy amount of Kelly Green in your collection. How did it feel knowing that you have a Kelly Green jersey in your possession?
Well, I mean, look, I gotta say this. I mean, this was the generation that I grew into becoming an Eagles fan was the Kelly Greens. But since I met you, you know what I mean? Since we clicked like the first day we met, yo, because of you, the hype, the level of intensity of becoming, you know, getting back into the Kelly Green was because of you, man. I mean, like you were on it like every single week, every day that we would catch up, you were always rocking Kelly Green. So I know you were waiting so long for that day yesterday, and then like to get up in the morning to go to work and then see your text, see that you were already there. I was like, yo, man, my boy is living the dream. He is living the dream. We're waiting decades for this day to come, and look, it's finally here. Yeah, man, I mean, I'm happy. I'm happy what they put together. That was pretty cool. I mean, it just sucked. It was the end of the month for me at work, so I wasn't able to make the event. Had it not been for that, you know, I would have been right there next to you. I'm glad you guys got the experience that I've never in my lifetime ever seen any organization have days like this, you know what I mean, just because of a jersey release. Like, it was wild, man, just to see you guys there at 3 o'clock in the morning. The hype was real. You know, shout out to Ali, shout out to Kelly. I see everybody up in there, man, and yeah, the jerseys are looking fresh. Man.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest, they did a great job with the jersey. I think everyone's been waiting for the specifics of each said jersey. It's funny that the way that Eagle reporters are reporting on the jersey, like it's a big deal to Eagle fans out there. This was in the Philadelphia Inquirer. Again, I don't know, I haven't even seen some of the interviews we did. I think we did about six And then Fox 29 was like, had a, what are you wearing before the release? And I'm like, bro, I'm rocking what I'm rocking. And then after, I scooped all your jerseys, right? I got like 7 jerseys in my hand. They're like, oh, they're, you know, Gail, come show us what you have in your hand. I'm like, I look like a sicko on camera because I got about $1,000 worth of jerseys in my hand. And I'm like, this does not look good on the camera. But it is what it is. I was getting jerseys for you guys. And I know the people that bought jerseys online and now some of the orders are canceled. I'm getting messages from those people asking me, can you do some research and grab me a said jersey? Evan Hurt, Hollywood Hurt. We're talking about young Eagle fans.
Dale, please. Please, I need you to find a way to get me some Kelly Green in my life, bro. I'm fiending over here.
Ever, I mean, being a younger Eagle fan, what is your take on Kelly Green coming back? Is it super importante in your life?
To me, it's super importante, and I think that there's obviously a wide group of fans that are older than me of the mindset of, oh, we never won anything in the Kelly Greens, the Midnight Green is where we won our Super Bowl. And I get that sentiment, but it just looks fucking cool, bro. The Kelly Green looks cool. Just because we didn't have success in the era of Kelly Green doesn't mean that the jersey didn't, slap. The Sixer, my all-time favorite Sixers jersey, is the one during the Allen Iverson era. Yeah. When they were wearing the black jersey and it had the 2000 Sixers logo on it. We never won a championship in those jerseys, but those are the best jerseys I've ever seen the Sixers have. So I think it really just comes down to that, man. It's about style, which is exactly why I shouldn't be given an opinion on such a thing. But I love me some Kelly Green.
It's funny that you bring that up, man, because I was dealing with a couple characters at my job about that yesterday as well. Like, oh, why are they doing that? Why are they going back, to bringing these jerseys when we didn't win anything? I'm like, yo, stop, man. Like, let the past go, man. That shit's way back there. We talking about now. Like, it's a whole different ball game with this team. And the style that these guys put together on these Vapor jerseys, man, I mean, it looks good. When it first came, when we first saw the pictures on Sunday, mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, these things are fire. Mm-hmm. And like the first thing that just came to my mind, like it's going to be a new era with these jerseys with this squad. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like they're going to go ahead and not even talk about none of the shit that happened back in the 90s. Don't get me wrong. 90s is always going to have a place in my heart. But man. Listen,
I will say there is a caveat to all this, too, because I see a lot of people, and I think one of them is in this call right now, and they have the idea of, like, when you bring up the topic of, oh, should they revert this back to their regular uniforms? I don't think you go that far. I think that the draw of this is that you don't see it every week. It's that much. You know what I mean? It's just like the black jerseys. I think the black jerseys up until now were the coolest jerseys that the Eagles had, but we only get it 2-3 times a year. Yeah, right. Do I want it more? But every time that we got the black jerseys, I'm sitting there, oh, we got the black jerseys this week. I feel like it kind of loses its luster if you were to bring it back and just kind of push the Midnight Green aside. And also, I think it's disrespectful to the Midnight Green. If I'm being completely honest with you, I think that of the modern era and old school jerseys, we've got the best combination in the league. Like, I like our new school stuff. But yeah, this old school stuff that just dropped is fire as well. So
triple threat.
Yeah.
I think we've had the best overall jersey, minus the yellow and blue ones. I think we have the best overall jerseys. I think the combinations of jerseys and I forget what I saw it on Twitter. He said the interracials, the uniform with the white and black black pants. I mean, there's so many different combinations, but overall, just the overall opinion of every Eagle fan there, they were so super geeked. I think big shout out to the Eagles. Now I'm going to be very transparent and just say, when the Eagles social media team was having fun with Eagle fans, which I get it. It's content. It's You have fun with it. It's the off season.
Bit off a little bit more than they could chew, bro.
It got to a point, you know, if you're thinking about a scenario that kind of like mirrors the situation of releasing the Kelly Green jersey, you can go back to the DeSean Jackson play when he thought he scored a touchdown and he dropped the ball before he finished the goal line. That's what the Eagles did with the Kelly Green release jersey, because they were ready. They were about to have the most fire release ever. And then the jerseys were released by someone.
They got leaked.
Said not, someone who weren't the Eagles.
Right.
You know, shout out to some of you guys in the chat who sent me the photos. I think Barstool had released it first. But then the weird thing about it is the news was broken to the Eagles by us on our Twitter page. That was the first time that they saw it.
Hey, appreciate you guys subscribing.
Yeah, right.
Like we had nothing to do with it. We just I was like, oh, we're late, so like I'm posting what everyone else is posting. So they saw it and they were like, how did we get it? And I'm like, we got it from people in the chat.
Yeah,
that's some of you sickos in the chat.
And listen, like the what I have to say about all that too. Like, I'm glad that we're not in the crosshairs right now of what's called Big Dom coming after us for the early release of the Kelly Green jerseys. But like I kind of thought about it when that happened, when that leak happened. I was like, I kind of felt like a leak was inevitable. I mean, you had a whole photo shoot, and on top of the fact that like, look at albums that are dropped nowadays, and there's like these big time albums where only a small handful of people have worked on them, and they get leaked the night before their release all the time, and I would think that since less people are working on that sort of project versus something where they had the entire team in for a photo shoot, and there was probably 100 people that had seen those photos. Dude, it's going to get leaked. That's exactly. Just how things work exactly. In today's day and age.
Yeah, man.
There's always a person that wants to be the first to, post it, to break the news. And that person did that.
It's like I was telling Gail, man, look, any other day, I think all three of us would take credit for that. But ain't playing around with the organization.
My doorbell. Yeah.
The last thing I want to do is do something. I know that I know it was definitely super panic mode behind the scenes for them, because I mean they've been preparing 2 years for this. So the fact that DeSean Jackson did at the very end,
DeSean Jackson is the perfect comparison because of everything that led up to it. All of the I said on the sign off of the last show, I was like, I was kind of enjoying the kind of how the social media manager was poking fun at everybody, talking about the Kelly Green and all that. But it did, after that episode, it kind of got to a point where I'm sitting there. I was like, all right, this joke's run its course now. Yeah. And then to see it get leaked, I'm like, well, you got what you had coming to you. Yeah.
I think Eagle fans did rejoice on the timeline. Now, Dennis, shout out to Dennis. He says, I want a Nolan Smith or Jalen Carter. So he's going for the youth movement. Terry chimes in saying that you can wear the Kelly Green jerseys on St. Patrick's Day. That is a valid point. Pete Nathan, who's already offered for me to go out and get him a jersey so he could Venmo me. He wants a Josh Sweat Kelly Green jersey.
Okay.
Will makes the point. We won 3 NFL championships in the Kelly Green. These are facts.
These are facts.
Yeah.
These are facts.
You weren't thought of, but hey, these
bro,
are facts.
I can name all 3 years. Can you?
No.
Wow, bro.
48, 49, 60.
Oh, look at that. I was going to say 47, 49, 60.
Now,
I'm
now Mark,
off by 1 year. My bad.
Now, Mark touches on a personal thing for a lot of Eagle fans. The nostalgia part of this whole jersey release has been everything. I think a lot of people were in their field. I would shout out to Jesse Wines. He was like, had a moment. Wasn't even there, but he says that Kelly Green OG, it's like, I don't know why I'm so happy. It's just a jersey release, but it's everything to me. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And I felt the same way. A lot of people in line were feeling that way, just looking around like, I can't believe it's real. You going in the pro shop and seeing everything Kelly Green, That was a little much. Like, I was about to.
I feel like we've kind of lived the reverse here, because like I'm sitting here thinking I've known my entire life Midnight Green, like growing up following the Eagles. I've been Midnight Green my entire life. So I'm curious as to you guys, like, when did the Eagles graduate from the Kelly Green to the Midnight Green the first time? Like, how old were you guys when we made that transition?
I'm trying to think how old. But I hated it though. Because like for me, because I'm like, yo, why are we go? Like, I mean, Kelly Green is kind of what made me, like, to this day. I mean, I just rock it all the time because that's my go-to. But then I had to like learn to love the Midnight Green.
And I think that the Midnight Green now looks better than the Midnight Green that we had in the earlier days.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say.
Different green. And it's all like it's I don't know how else to put it, but it looks dry. You know what I mean? Yeah. The old jerseys look wet all the time.
When they first came out, it was just like really something that you had to get accustomed and used to. I mean, it was just like more in between a mixture of a green and teal. Mm-hmm. That's where it was at. And it just wasn't really sitting in well with me. And then the fact that year that we switched over to them, we actually picked up a pretty decent squad. You know what I mean? Like, We did some pretty good signings in the offseason that year and everything. And the fact that we, like, Dawkins was coming in, and I'm like, damn, we can't even stick to the Kelly Greens now. I know the hype was about turning over to a new logo, new color scheme. Right. So I get it. But yeah, it took a while. But, you know, hey, at the end of the day, it is our squad. We're going to go ahead and rep however we need to rep. But, I do remember, you know, when the reversible jerseys, I don't even know if you remember these. They had the reversible jerseys at the time. You had the white on the white side, the midnight green on the other side. Those were pretty cool until, you know, the day somebody that didn't know how to wash the jerseys the right way put it in the washer, and then you got to mix the two colors.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that shit. I always told myself I would never do it again.
So. Now, John Chad he's mentioning, how would the Kelly Greens look with black pants?
I would imagine pretty well, pretty good. I think the Kelly Green is
so only one way to find out. Color,
yeah.
Do we still have black jerseys? I think yes.
I think the new rule of what happened is that there used to be a home jersey, away jersey, and an alternate jersey. The blacks were our alternates.
Yeah.
I think this new rule the NFL made allowed for an additional jersey.
Yeah, they're pretty much catching up.
And like the retro jersey.
Yeah, well. They're pretty much catching up with the Madden settings.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yo, even in Madden, right, I always change my jerseys to Kelly.
So do I.
Always. Yeah.
So do I.
And to be honest with you, I was sitting here, and I was a little bit nervous as to how these were going to look. Because, you know, a lot of pictures had resurfaced of during the 2010 season when, you know, during the Vic era when we did the Kelly Green version then. And, dude, the ones that they dropped, you know, just the other day, those blow the 2010 version out of the water.
Yeah.
You when you add that little black line around all of the, you know, the logo, the numbers, all that stuff. I don't know. It just makes it pop that much more.
Well, not only that, I don't, you know, they had the Reebok signs at the time. Mm-hmm. And then they didn't have the actual Eagle logo on the sleeves for those 2010. So, I mean, I was all about the Kelly, but it just didn't feel right. It just didn't really seem like the real Kelly jerseys that we came into.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you said it yourself, man. They blew it out of the park with these that they ended up putting out yesterday. And the fact that they went black on the numbers, mm-hmm. it just topped it off. So, yeah, I mean, it was banging, bro. I was in my feelings too. Like, I'm at work looking at all these videos and these pics, and I'm like, God, man, like, I want one in my hands right now. Like,
I will say, I wish that there wasn't so much screen printing going on. I wish everything was stitched.
I've heard that a lot of Eagle fans have been a little upset about that. They could have done a better job. They're like, you know, people are like, they got cheap on the numbers. I'm just like, bro, I'm just happy to have Kelly Green, to be honest. I mean, I'm like, again, at the end of the day, you know, people are like, we could have got silver pants. It could have been, but it's a little more muted, a little matte, but I'm cool with that.
I like the striped socks as well.
Oh, it's detailed. Awesome.
Great.
details, man. Like back in the day when the Eagles would wear the black cleats with that uni, that was like a whole vibe. Like that was a vibe that nobody was doing. Mm-hmm. When Randall was killing it with those with them black turf shoes.
Oh yeah.
They all wore black. It was like the sickest thing. It was like, you know, Randall was
it was Randall. Then you saw Byron Evans come out with the black cleats. Then you had Andre Waters come out with the black cleats. Clyde Simmons. Yo, I mean, it started a trend. And yo, the black cleats just topped it off when they threw that on back then.
So I gotta say, Frugal Gang has a question here, and this goes out to the Eagles organization since we know they subscribe, since that's how they found out before. You know. You guys made so much goddamn money off this Kelly Green stuff. We could probably forego raising the parking prices for a third consecutive year. Just want to throw that one out there. You know what I mean? Made a mint this week. Probably good on $45 parking.
Yo, we might have to just have a conversation with Uncle Dom.
I had to take a picture at the register to see exactly. I've never seen this price ever.
Jeez, bro. You got two items?
No, that wasn't two items. That was enough items. But look how much.
That's flexing on the timeline right now.
No, but hey, I wouldn't. People were sending me money. But I was like.
He's making it very clear some of that's coming back.
I was like.
I'll play you in Twister for that jersey. What's up with that wall behind
you? I already nailed that one in the beginning.
I'm not on the set of Twister. I am at work today in New York City. Shout out to the company. I got a screening of the Ninja Turtle movie. Phenomenal. Shout out to Seth Rogen, killing it. So, you know, keep the light on. Help us keep the lights on. Go see the Ninja Turtles. I'm not even being paid.
Kill me, man.
Being paid for that. You know, get into some notes. We're going to get some training camp notes. Obviously, training camp is here. It's been here for a couple of days. We're on day four. The overall thought in is that Jalen Hurts is balling right now. Jalen Hurts is, whether it's the short, intermediate, middle of the field, deep ball accuracy, he is killing it. I think when you know the playbook by the back of your hand, like there's a part of your game that you can elevate. When you have the same kind of offense and guys that have been in the QB room with you, guiding you along. Obviously, you know where we had some changes, but there's been overall the same guys in there. I think it's a great thing. I mean, we talk about Wentz and his ability, his shortcomings when it came to hitting the quick strikes and the layups that he was missing. Like that's a part of Jalen Hurts' game that is, you know, he's hitting those easy ones and he's hitting the deep balls. I mean, what have you thought about Jalen Hurts's excellence at training camp?
Man's been flawless so far, dude. I mean, you know, I think he was what, like 17 for 19 today for another two touchdowns. Hasn't thrown a pick yet in training camp. And like, granted, like these are all just training camp stats just because we're frothing at the mouth for anything Eagles. But dude, he's from what it sounds like, he's looked ultra sharp, laser focused as always. It's the Jalen Hurts that we knew from last year. And he's got another year of, you know, building a relationship and chemistry with his receivers. So I'm looking forward to that, man. I'm looking forward to just seeing all these guys out here for a second year together. And it sounds like as well that Quez has been, you know, kind of separating himself from the back end of the wide receiver roster. And that's positive to hear as well. I mean, I want to see that man step up too.
He took all our confidence negative, man. You know what I mean? To help us build his confidence up. But yeah, I mean, going to the stats, you already broke it down on what Jalen looks like. I mean, they already mentioned that, you know, for the past three summers, this is the best he's looked. You know, he's definitely been doing his homework on the playbook. He's got it in the back of his mind. He knows what plays to pick. And his long ball, they're saying, is really looking accurate. You know, he's on point. He's on fire, man. And he said it himself. He still has a lot left on the table to go ahead and collect. So, hey, I love to hear it.
Sean asks us, what's up, guys? The Kelly Greens are fire. Also, though, do they have a throwback Eric Allen? I do believe Mitchell Ness is releasing the Eric Allen jersey. I think Mitchell Ness, you know, they usually supply the Kelly Greens, and that's where you get your Kelly Greens. But I think this year, The Eagles have got the Kelly Green on lock. So tough scene out there. Let's see.
Yeah, you see, the Mark brings up the whole thing that was kind of being talked about yesterday, probably from BG's video when they were doing the rookie singing thing. Jalen Hurts was sitting right in front of him, and there was a quick glance of Jalen Hurts checking his phone, and it was a picture. His background was a picture of himself walking off the field after losing the Super Bowl with the red and yellow confetti coming down. Mm. What's your guys' thoughts on that? You like it? It's corny. You like
it? I think everything that Jalen does is like intentional. There's something, again, I always say that he lives in the coach speak, but I feel like he was raised in the coach speak. So when you hear those quotables, he lives by those things. And I think his mindset, that's a daily, you know, when you open your phone and pick it up and look at it, that's a daily reminder every day of you have to look at that. And it probably emotes some crazy feeling where he's like, I remember what that feels like.
What you got on your background right now?
On mine?
That he basically
I got Kelsey hugging the fanatic.
Okay, look, straight up.
This is what motivates you?
Straight up psycho, because I'm thinking about 1,000 things that, so I don't really need to I think I have ADD. Man. Okay, that's a nice one.
I like that one.
I need to get my shit together. let's see. Kelly says he ordered his jersey from Dick's Sporting Goods. Perfect name, Kelly, for the Kelly Green. I'm a little late, man. I'm a little late. I showed up to the pro shop at 3:20.
How long? So they opened at what? Was it 11?
Nine.
Okay, thankfully.
I have my igloo. Shout out to.
I saw right when they opened the gates. I saw you sneak by in your Bill Belichick hoodie.
Because I was going for comfort, and I was also going for warmth. So I was like, all right, let me stay on brand. Yeah. But any other one other, like, we're gonna go through a bunch of notes. It's gonna be random notes, but I want to talk about DeAndre Swift. I feel like DeAndre Swift in the passing game has been phenomenal in camp. He's been used early and often. I mentioned a couple weeks ago about the going back and just watching DeAndre Swift and watching all his like passes he caught last year. He was phenomenal. I think he makes some of these players make some business decisions when it comes to like tackling him. I think what he adds to this offense, I think the screen game could be interesting. I know he's hooked up with Jalen Hurts on a couple of these passes. I believe he caught a long one as well. I think I'm excited to see what he brings. I mean, his 3 years in Detroit, he caught 156 passes and averaged 52 receptions per year. This is what Coach Sirianni said about Swift. He says he has a unique ability. He has a unique ability, which is part of the reason why we wanted him to be on this football team. So we really like some of the things that he can do out of the backfield as a runner and also a receiver. He's showing that he has the ability of what we thought that he had when he was in Detroit and then coming out of Georgia also.
I was gonna say he's averaging over 50 catches a year, which I mean, for how well he was doing in the running game to also throw in, you know, an additional 50 receptions, that's pretty impressive. And I'm just sitting here thinking right now, like, if you were to throw out a package with him and Kenny Gainwell on the field at the same time and you could swing them out opposite directions, I mean, that ball can go any which way. So I think we have a lot of different combinations that we could use in this running back group, use them effectively.
Yeah, I mean, we knew what his ability was. I mean, knowing the fact that we picked him up in the offseason, you know what he was able to do in Detroit. Now bringing him over here and, you know, I mean, with Jalen, AJ, Devontae, I mean, like, yo, he's just another key weapon that, you know, it's going to help us, you know, definitely go further than what, you know, shit, win it all the way. That's definitely on the back of our mind. Get back to the promised land and take it all the way this time. So, I mean, like, he's fitting in perfect. He's that guy you just want to go ahead and dump off. You know, we wanted a whole lot of that from Miles last year. We got some of it, but we just didn't get as much as we wanted. But, I mean, with DeAndre, I think it's going to be a totally different ballgame. So, I like the fact that, you know.
And you look at how he just lit us up the first week of the season. I mean, the Eagles, that was a close game between Detroit and the Eagles.
Right, we came out
on top, but I remember DeAndre kind of running all over.
He broke it on us, yeah.
And that was on, an Eagles fully healthy defensive line, which ended up becoming, one of the best, run Ds in the entire league. So him practicing against that on the daily, iron sharpens iron, man. I think it'll be great.
And to be honest with you, watching him on Hard Knocks, because they were the Hard Knocks team last year, watching him and seeing what the ability he has. I mean, the kid, he's nice. I mean, the last name just pretty much says it all. He has that Swift to him. Like, it's just like, wow.
That Hard Knocks made me miss Deuce, man. I love Deuce.
I saw Deuce down at the Senior Bowl, and I had to like tell him. I had to give him his flowers, man. I was like, yo, we miss you up in Philly. I don't want to make it weird or anything, but we miss you up in Philly. 843 Philly fan. Well, first of all, shout out to Jordan. He says he can't wait to hit one of our tailgates this season. We appreciate your support, Jordan. There's an open practice on Sunday. Mm. Evan, are you attending?
I will be attending.
Nice.
We all have tickets, right? I have three. Prime has three.
Yes, sir.
We don't even – yeah. We'll have to figure that out. You bringing the kids, Brian?
Kidless this weekend, bro. I'm going to enjoy myself. Okay. I'm bringing the wifey, though.
What time is that open practice?
Starts at 7, you know what I mean?
PM, please.
Did you guys – what were your thoughts on tailgating?
I'm open to it. Well, if we're going to do it, I really need an answer because I need to put in a food order.
I can't. It's hard for me to go ahead and commit, man, because I already have a doubleheader on Sunday.
Oh, baseball over football.
No. Baseball and football, because I'm not picking one over the other.
Prime acting like he's Bo Jackson.
Are you back in the baseball game, man?
I am back in the baseball
game. Prime acting like he's Bo Jackson.
This is a playoff game for me on Sunday, so I have a doubleheader.
If you were Deion Sanders, you would have gotten in the helicopter, flown over to
I definitely appreciate the Bo Jackson. You know, I mean, I feel like Bo sometimes when I'm out on the field.
Mm.
I shout out to my squad last week. We ended up winning 13-1. We 10-run ruled these guys. We came together. We kicked their asses. And, we're looking to keep this thing going this weekend.
He's not going to even tell us that. Is Jake Elliott just showed up to your practice?
Oh, Jake Elliott, yeah. A couple of weeks ago, he ended up showing up practice, walking his dog and everything. So he lives up in the neighborhood, So that was pretty cool. He stopped by for a little bit. So, yeah, that was neat.
Now, 843 Philly fan says, Quez is going to prove a lot of doubters wrong this season. Quez is having a pretty strong camp right now. He has solidified himself as wide receiver 3 for all you Zacchaeus truthers.
He's not even solidified in 4 right now, from what I've seen. From what I saw, Zacchaeus is getting beat out right now by Ngata. How do you say it?
Joseph Ngata.
Ngata, yeah.
Oh, wow. What's that, the Clemson kid?
Yes, the UDFA. They said that he has of all the wide receivers below Quez Watkins, they said he's standing out amongst all of them. And he's even playing better than Zacchaeus.
Oh, that's what's up.
You know, it's not a, it's like our thing with Quez. It's not even, it's not like a, we've seen it, the flashes. We've seen him put it on full display. Whether
it's speed is there.
He's done it. So, like, we're just talking about consistency, showing up week in, week out. Again, there's levels to it. When you look at Devontae Smith, I look at perfection. I just love what he brings to the table. Like I don't.
Bobby's correcting us. It's a silent G. It's nada. Just nada.
Nada. No, but Gail, Devontae Smith. I mean, the stuff that's been coming out about him. He's got that dad strength. First of all, now he's a father now.
Yo, that boy bulked up, man. He got a bulk up when he got kids.
On top of that. Bro's footwork is second to none, man. I've been saying, like, he's a route technician, route god, and dude, he continues to get better.
I got a confession to make. So I sat there and I watched that video of him doing that drill yesterday, and I literally was trying to count the footsteps, and I couldn't keep up for shit.
I don't think the camera could keep up. Like, you need to throw that in like ultra slow-mo, otherwise he's beating the frame rate.
That shit was wild. I felt like he got like 20 steps in each block. Like, wild, man.
You know what's funny is, like, looking back when I was a kid and doing the ladder drills and stuff like that, I never, as a kid, never understood. Like, I thought it was just some bullshit that we had to do, you know, as a part of practice. But to see it executed so how it's meant to be executed, I'm like, oh, this drill actually makes sense now. Like, look at how smooth his feet move.
I used to keep one in my gym bag and just try to give it a try. Yeah, that wasn't happening.
Now let's talk about you know, again, we're not. I think we're crowning him, but Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith have been everything we expected. I thought some people might have thought we were hyping up Nolan Smith the way that we were talking about him, the way that we loved him so much. He is right now kind of putting people on notice. Some of these veterans on the squad.
Who is he putting on notice, bro?
I'm just saying everyone's seeing the speed show up.
Nah. Did you see who he's putting on notice? Did you see the message he put out there yesterday? You didn't catch the message he put out there yesterday? He said, he said it. He's putting people on notice, but he's definitely putting the Cowboys on notice because he sees how much we hate him, so he wants to join into the fun as well.
Oh, Jalen Carter.
Jalen Carter, yeah.
He had a quotable, but I'm not going to quote him. Okay. Choice of words. But I think he's shown that strength. I think his get-off is tremendous. I think he's, you know, he's been beating double teams as well with veterans. Kelsey has made notice. Lane Johnson has made notice. He said he's very stout. Again, I just don't want to forget Milt Williams because Milt Williams he's killing as well. Milt Williams is doing his thing. So again, let's see. Josh Sweat is having a solid camp. I've heard some things about Josh Sweat. Hopefully, you know, I'm not going there yet, but I just heard some things. But
I think I know. I might be thinking of Reddick. Do you hear the conversation about Reddick and
the money
situation? Yeah,
I was like, I was like, when they asked, I was like, oh, why are you asking?
Stop killing the vibes, guys. He's killing the vibes.
Just dropped Kelly Green. Prime's got a Reddick jersey. Like everything's great. And he's like, y'all see you. He's like, you guys see it. Y'all see it. I mean, we also see Milton sees it.
See Milt Williams.
Milton's got muscles on muscles.
Bro, his traps are insane, dude.
No, I can't wait to see these boys go to work, man. I got to tell you something, though, Gil, man. You know, even though the other night when you had asked me who would be my first dibs when it comes to the jersey, and I told you Devontae, but then you kind of like really turned me around on going to that defensive scheme, and then I went with the Hassan Reddick. But I think I'm going to go ahead and dedicate myself to defensive players this year on the jerseys, bro, to be honest with you. I think I'm going to go ahead and stick to that because, you know, I mean, I've been going all out on all the offensive players. But this year, I mean, we got some nice numbers. You got Hassan Reddick. You got Nolan Smith, number three. Did they have a Nolan Smith there?
You know what? I didn't even see if they had Nolan Smith.
Bro, if they have a Nolan Smith, I think I'm going to have to hop on that three. That's going to be pretty cool.
That's pretty nice.
You know, I like Josh Sweat. You know what I mean? I could rock in the Kobe Dean.
The Reddick 7's pretty sharp too, bro.
And I was telling him that. Like, I've seen the 7 in the Kelly Green because, you know, back in the day, I don't know if you remember Roger Ruzek. You know what I mean? Kicker. Kicker has a lot of stuff. They matter too. You know what I'm saying? But
another guy named Mike Vick wore 7.
Yeah, but I mean, not that Kelly Green there. That was just like a.
He did wear a Kelly Green, though.
He did, but it just wasn't.
Bobo Kelly Green.
Yeah,
so I actually have a Kelly Green Vic in the closet.
Wow. Pete Nathan off the top rope saying Milton might have 10 sacks.
I like it.
I like it, too. If I'm being honest with you, I think that the more realistic replacement of Javon Hargrave this year is Jalen Carter.
Think so?
I really do. Yeah. I think, I mean, considering how they're talking about Jalen Carter, how he's going up against the ones and he is, you know, having his way. And these are against guys that are, you know, that you know our offensive line. You know how good they are and how well-respected they've been the better part of the last decade. And for him to come in here and continue his dominance that he was showing in Georgia, dude, I really do think that we ended up getting the best player in the draft. And I think that for a lot of Eagles fans, that hasn't fully registered because it didn't really register for me up until recently, where I'm just sitting here and I was thinking about the comparison that I had was actually Laremy Tunsil because of the drop. And, you know, Laremy Tunsil, he was arguably going to be a top three drafted player going into the draft. And then I think it was his dad or stepdad leaked a video of him smoking the gas mask bong like 10 minutes before the draft. And he ends up sliding all the way to 10. Yeah, but the dude was like the best player available in the draft. And I think that that same sort of thing ended up happening. Albeit, you know, our situation's more tragic than a gas mask bong. But, you know, I think that I don't think he did anything heinous. And I think that he is he's going to be a dominant player for us, man. I really think that he's going to step in and within the first 3 years of his career, I think he will be a top, you know, 5'10 defensive tackle in the league.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Now, Red Zone says Nolan Smith and Hassan Reddick are going to be a force. I think he said we have one of the greatest jobs out there. We just run around and hit motherfuckers. Is what he said.
Couldn't have said it any better.
He drops a quotable anytime he gets in front of a mic. I think his energy is. I just call him BG Jr. Because he says that's who he tries to be. I think he's already that dude.
You know who tries to be Nolan Smith?
Who's that?
Mozzie Smith. You see his quote from yesterday?
No, what'd he say?
Just based off of what you just said, how Nolan Smith says he likes to hit people. Yesterday in after practice, Mozzie Smith was getting interviewed, and he said, you know, I don't even really like football. I just like to hit people. I was like, this guy's trying to be Nolan Smith. I was like, he's literally just copying Nolan Smith. And they were just sitting there eating it up. I was like, you guys, plagiarism. Love it.
Now, talking about another player that has been people keep talking about Trey Sermon, and I think as much as you want to talk about him, I think, you know, you could hype him up to get traded. I just think this group, the one to four, is just too phenomenal for you to mess with. Like, it's a great group, I think, you know, from Swift to, you know, Penny. I think the running style, they're both different. I think Kenny Gainwell I think he should have a chip on his shoulder just to show he's that dude as well. He showed up in the Super Bowl. He had one of the strongest performances against the Giants. He's been, you know, consistent since he got here for being a fifth round pick. We have Boston Scott, who's versatile, averages, 27 in the kick return game. He's the father of the New York Giants. My Maury Povich voice. I think it's a perfect blend of versatile skill sets. Trey Sermon, Rashad Penny, Mr. Brooks, they're all in that, you know, could be that. But I think if you got Penny, you know, but he's like, we're talking about injury history. But I mean, how do you guys feel? You think one through four, that's these are the guys, and Trey Sermon is just.
I mean, I sit here and I'm trying to think of a time where we had four running backs on this team where any single one of them can come out here and you're not just sitting there audibly groaning like, oh, why is this guy on the field? Like, not one of those guys is one of those is, you know, someone that you're going to groan about. I think about, you know, the early 2000s when we had the three-headed monster of Westbrook, Staley, and Buckholter, and we got a four-headed monster right now. You know, I'm not trying to hype it up and be like, if we just had Gainwell and Scott, I would view that as severely lacking. But that's not what we have. We have two guys that I think are very solid role player pieces in Gainwell and Scott, and then we added Swift and Penny, who have just, you know, in the right system, they can dominate. And dude, I think that we can just run all year long and win. I don't even think we need to throw the ball.
I mean, you guys broke it down. I mean, the thing is that each one of our running backs brings something different to the table. That's the best part. You know, they each have a talent with them that's going to help us, you know, win these games or, you know, do our thing during these games. You know, they all got the, you know, speed. So one is filling in with speed. One is filling in with the, you know, agility to run over people. You know, you said it yourself, Boston Scott is the father of the New York Giants. Gainwell did his thing in the Super Bowl. Trey Sermon, I like it. I mean, if he could go ahead and do his thing in the preseason and in camp, why not use him as trade bait? You know, I mean, I'm all for it, you know, because it's not a problem that it's going to hurt us in the long run because we have four other individuals that, you know, are still on the squad that are still doing their thing. You know, kind of reminds us of us, you know what I mean? Like, here's three guys that, you know what I mean, came to this podcast with different talents that, you know, we all bring to the table. So that's how I look at it. And that's a good thing to have. You know what I mean? I love the fact that these guys all bring a different scheme to them, you know, onto the squad. So
if we're running backs, am I – can I be DeAndre Swift?
As long as it makes you sleep bad, if it makes you sleep bad, really, you got it.
Yeah, I think Hollis is Boston Scott.
Yeah, just based off of size.
And then let's see. I don't know. That's a tough one, man.
It is a tough one.
Well, I'm frugal, gang, so I'll be Penny.
There you go. I like that.
You can have Swift. I'll take. Well, let me see. What do I take? I'll take Gainwell, I guess.
Chris Nady says, "Yo, are we in New England yet?
Tell me about it."
You mean Chris Nady of the Kelly Green jersey release video?
Oh, is he on there?
That's what Todd said.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see the video either.
Yeah, well, Nady's everywhere, man.
Nady is everywhere.
Nady, did you see the release video?
I don't even know, to be honest with you.
I haven't seen it.
Where have I been?
This past week.
Well, you've been at the actual facility trying to get jerseys for everyone.
Like, when I tell you when I got home from work, hopefully nobody watches this show. I got home and then I ducked out for like 2 hours and didn't know where it was. And then I woke up and I was like, bro, I got to get on my emails because I just ducked out for 2 hours. Now, Kelly is—he's giving his rotation here. He says Cox, Davis, Carter, Williams, Ojomo.
Ojomo is a guy that, dude, I do not want to sleep on. Like when we ended up getting him late, I was actually excited about that. Dude, he's I mean, we talked a bunch, you know, about he's got a good story coming out in the draft, but I think just overall his strength is going to be a huge asset in the middle of that defensive line. It's definitely not going to be his singing. I'm not sure if you guys saw that video, but Jesus, he does not have a voice.
I know. I think Ojomo. He's right now loving the fact that he's got so many guys to like soak it in from. You know, so many veterans to really just like just sit back and just listen to what they have to say. I mean, it's a star-studded group. There's so many veterans in the group. I think, you know, at the end of the day, I think he's a young dude as well, man.
Mm-hmm. Polar Knight says he likes how this show has the perfect evolution of the of beard growth.
Beard growth.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I was going back to an old videos on my phone. My phone is dead with like I have no more memory on my phone.
Okay.
So if I try to send you a photo, it might be a couple of years.
And that's some bullshit Apple must have just dropped, man, because everybody's dealing with that shit.
Is it?
I never had it ever. You know what I mean? I got no memory left on this phone. I got no memory left on my work phone. And I barely
they should just delete fucking photos that are like screenshots and shit like that after like a month, just automatically.
Now, Bob from Down Under, he says, how do you see the DN rotation playing out? Sweat Reddick, then who? Smith, BG, Barnett, Patrick J. You really think they keep Smith out of the starting lineup?
Start out, I think so. I think you pretty much nailed it. Sweat Reddick, Smith, BG, Barnett, and Patrick Johnson.
I personally wouldn't put Barnett in there, but, you know, that's me.
Well, that's third line. They're not going to be seeing the field that much.
I mean, cheap depth. I mean, cheap veteran depth, which isn't bad. Like, he took that pick. You know, he was getting, what, 3.5 now?
Yeah.
I like the way our line is set up. What is the contract with Derek Barnett? Was it restructured? He's making 3.5 now.
3.5, yeah.
Yep. 843 Philly fan says Kelsey's gonna give Mozzie crazy work when they play the Cowgirls.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that play where was it Landon Dickerson? They threw who out of the club? Which player was that? They just lifted him off his feet. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I can respect that.
Was it not Parsons?
Was it Parsons?
I thought it was Parsons.
They threw someone out the club, but shout out to Mark Berg. He says, Covey was getting praise from other players in their interviews. And again, as much as you anti-Covey fans, again, I've been pro-Covey when he was UDFA, if you go back. Let's watch the tape. There's a level to his game where, you know, if you think about his lineage, his grandfather wrote a damn book.
I was reading something. I was like, he also had a stroke over.
While he was doing that, I was getting ready to, you know, kind of imitate Hollis with the, oh, well, he's a running track star.
Covey is when it, in terms of like the details, he's very detail oriented. He's been getting separation on his routes. And some of the beats are saying that he's locked in at 5. Hey man, I can't get
locked in at 5. I think that the punt returning thing is definitely helping him. And like, I think it's one of those things. Everybody looks back at last season and just see him get absolutely, you know,
demolished.
Ass blasted across the field whenever he grabbed the ball. But he held on to it. Bro, he held on to the ball, which is something that we haven't had in recent years.
Me and Gail were constantly like grabbing each other as that ball's in the air, like, oh shit, here we go.
I just want to correct myself. The book that Covey's grandfather wrote is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Oh, now I'm going to read it.
I'm telling you, I actually read it before I even knew anything about Covey.
Oh, you read? Yeah, you did read that.
Yeah. It's a good stuff. I mean, we're all trying to get better here.
Something people should read with their ear holes, and that is that Aaron Sipos continues to distance himself from rookie UDFA punter Ty Zentner. I'm going to be walking around with a mug, collecting tears. You know, from all you guys that have been just crying and whining and complaining that Aaron Sipos, wow, we need a new punter because, you know, I just need something to complain about on this team. Another year, Aaron Sipos.
Breaking news, Evan's getting a Sipos jersey.
Let's see.
I'm not a hater.
So if you want punter notes, Jimmy Kempsky has a great list of punter notes. He said he timed the blast-off session for hang time. His punt one for Sipos, 4.73. Zettner, 4.53. Punt number two, hang time, 4.93. Zettner, 4.61. Punt three, 4.75. Shank to the right, 4.69 for Zettner's third. The fourth punt, Sipos, was very ugly and was 4.0. Zettner's fourth punt, 4.76. Now, the average of this is from Jimmy Kempsky, 4.6. And we have Zettner with a 4.65.
More hang time, eh? All right. But, it's about placement, too, though.
This is all right. You want more issues here? More stats from Kempsky?
How many were they laying inside the 10?
This is the coffin corner session.
That's what I was looking
one.
For.
Sipos 6 yard line. Zettner 13 yard line.
Boom.
Punt 2 5 yard line. Zettner 10 yard out, landed out of bounds. The third punt third yard line. Zettner 6 yard line. The fourth punt, 13th yard line, Zettner 4 yard line. And then the fifth, sixth, and seventh punts were all by Sipos. The second yard line, the fifth yard line, and the fourth yard line, average 5.4 yard line. You know what the average for Zettner? 8.25, dog. We're giving you punter exclusives here.
You got stats. We got the stats. We don't got the video because they don't allow videos of the practices, but we got the stats.
Let's get to some hard-hitting notes. Speaking of hard-hitting notes, the safeties. How the safeties looking right now? The safeties are looking pretty decent. I think right now, you know, it's a bunch of guys that are competing. I think Kayvon Wallace is been showing up.
Been hearing his name a lot lately, man.
Okay. We've seen Terrell Edmonds in the big nickel at linebacker. We've seen a lot of three safety looks. Sidney Brown getting some second team reps. I think they're all, you know, I think they're all being interchangeable at this moment. I really think Kayvon Wallace is trying to keep his he's trying to keep his job.
Yeah.
I think, hey, but he's been playing all right. Who do you think out of that group, if you're going to talk about the group as a whole? We have, you know, Reed Blankenship, Terrell Edmonds, Justin Evans, Sidney Brown, Wallace. Justin Evans is dealing with a injury at the moment.
Who do I think what?
Takes the cake. Who's the odd man out in that group?
Odd man out?
Yep.
Ugh.
I mean, just based off of – I'm gonna need to look at it with my own eyeballs at the open practice. Not that I have any say in the matter whatsoever. But if – as it stands right now, Kayvon Wallace is my odd man out. And that's simply because I've seen Kayvon the past few years, and I feel like I know what I get out of Kayvon. And if he's just, you know, sparking a little bit here during training camp, I'm not necessarily believing that it's going to last the entire year. So I need to see how much of an improvement he's really made. I think Kayvon for me is the odd man.
Yeah, I got to agree, man, because not for nothing, for the past couple of years in training camp, you hear good things about Kayvon, but it's training camp.
Just like Jalen Reagor.
Right. Let me hear the same. Let's have the same energy when he's playing in the game. We haven't had that. Are we going to get that this year? I don't know. Do I have the patience to wait any longer? I don't think so. You know what I mean? So I think he will be my odd man out. And then, of course, depending on where Justin Evans falls with this injury, you know, that might be his chances of staying on. But Kayvon, bro, listen, I think the time is now. And if you don't have it, you need to find it somewhere else, bro.
I mean, he's been getting first-team looks, guys. So
I get it. But like I said, I've heard that last year, too, during the
That's not necessarily a great thing either, because that could also be speaking to the fact that our safety position is way thinner than previously expected. If he's getting first team looks because, you know, Edmonds is underperforming. I mean, think about it last year with Jaquaski Tart. We brought him in and that was like, okay, we put a Band-Aid on the safety position. Dude didn't even end up making the team.
Right.
So I just kind of think of it like that is like, if, you know, Kayvon Wallace is getting so many first team looks, how bad do the other guys look? That's really what I'm worried about.
Now, talk about linebacker. You know, Jason asked how the linebacker position is looking right now. Christian Ellis, again, he is, you know, he as of late, he's got the majority of first team reps over Nicholas Morrow at linebacker.
He's Paul Turnering, bro.
Next to N'Kobe Dean, when we say that. I think Ellis is, you know, you just keep hearing his name, but now I'm trying to think, do the Eagles look outside? And how he's been kind of vague when asked about that position. He's like, you look to get better at all positions. You know, we'll be looking into that. And everyone's talked about the Queen, Patrick Queen. Who else? I mean, that's one that's been talked about.
Is Miles Jack still on the still out there and available?
I think he's still out there.
Yeah, I haven't heard much about him.
I seen someone had mentioned this is what I've been I've seen talking about a trade for Jeremy Chinn. Now Jeremy Chinn would be that's who a lot of people were clamoring for the year we drafted Jalen Hurts in the second round. I think Jeremy Chinn, if you added that kind of, hey man, like if he adds one more spice in the it could be
this, either side of the ball, to be honest with you.
There's one more trade we're waiting for.
Yeah, that's cool, but either side of the ball I'm good with. If it's on the offense or defense, I'm good with it.
Dustin says, do you see Howie making a move in training camp? If so, what position and for whom? Like the, you know, Jeremy Chinn, like a splash play. He didn't make that move for I'm not gonna mention his name. I didn't want to mention his name. As he might be watching.
That was in August.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which we are now in. So.
What's up, sir? Thank you for tuning in, my guy. Pete Nathan off the top rope says, our safety position is like how our receiver we position used to be in 20. I don't know. That didn't make sense.
Our safety position is how the wide receiver position used to be back in 2014 through 2016.
Thank you.
Evan is the Pete Nathan translator official. let's see. Anthony says, you guys going to LA Rams game? That is a yes.
Hell yeah.
Now, Evan is throwing a curveball in the mix.
What?
He is thinking – he wants to go to Dallas.
I'm just saying.
We can still go to Dallas.
That's like on. It's on the. You can.
You can
not,
too.
Not Frugal Gang.
Frugal Gang is going to be taken care of. Don't worry about it.
Would you rather go to Dallas than
L.A.?
No. Than KC?
No.
I see. Now I'm opposite. I would.
No. I want to be honest with you, of all the trips we're going on, I think KC is the one I'm most excited for.
Why?
Because it's the Super Bowl rematch. Me some barbecue.
Okay. Just because of the rematch, I respect that. But yeah, there ain't no other reason, because there ain't shit to do in KC.
It's going
to
be a great game, bro.
Yo, where do you want some ribs?
Yeah. I don't need ribs. I'm not a fan of ribs. Maybe
get hit by a tornado?
Not a fan.
Do some tornado watching.
Why are you not a fan of ribs?
Come on, man. This is a podcast, not a food network.
Chris Tucker voice. Fuck the cup. Pour my
hand. I get one rib.
One rib.
Let me have a KC rib, and maybe I might change my mind since they hyping it up so much.
Let's see. Anthony says, would love to meet the crew. Where are you guys tailgating?
You remember, Gail? Because you said G1 last time.
No, this was – he said in L.A.
Okay.
Are you sure what he said?
Perfect time, because if you're looking to book a trip and you want to head to phillysportstrips.com, make sure to follow them at sportstripsphl for more information. We'll be at the Philly Sports Trips tailgate. Shout out to them for sending us out there.
Yeah. And anytime after the hour mark, we somehow always magically end up on the topic of food.
Hey, because we get hungry.
We're not the only podcast out there who sprinkles in some food here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, Pete saying the Carolina ribs are better than the KC ribs. Did you get ribs while we were in Carolina, Prime?
No, I did not.
Yo, okay. So just to give everybody a snapshot glimpse of what it's like with the 4th and John crew when we travel. That one of the funniest things happened on that Carolina trip where we were so obnoxious after we won that game. Dude, we were driving. We won the game and we didn't know what to do. We were so amped up and we literally just drove around downtown Charlotte and I held a boombox out the window and Gail was just on the microphone while driver's like, what were we even saying? We were just go home, losers.
No, we were doing drive-bys and I had my mic and I was just, you know, just like, you know, I don't want to be that guy, but sometimes.
You got to be that guy.
You got to be that guy.
You know, am I grown? Yeah, I'm really? Grown up.
I think if I remember clearly, we were scooting around on the scooters and we were just trying to figure out where we were going to eat that time too. There was a couple spots that we ran into.
Yeah,
Kyler mentioned
a lot of scooting that trip.
Yeah,
Kyler mentioned this is the first year that he won't be getting to a tailgate. 2 years is coming to an end.
What happened, Kyler?
He's down. He's down in Cowboy Country.
Oh man! Well, listen. If we get a chance to pop up in Dallas this year, let us know. We'll eventually do something.
He said, "Let Southwest hold a cheap ticket sale from Texas to Philly, and that may change."
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Any other news and notes? You know, if we're gonna pay homage to the young prospects on the roster, we have to give Garner some love here.
Kai
is we talked about him. I think when he had intercepted a ball and
yeah, your mic sparked.
What's that?
Yeah, your mic just went full static. And now we can't hear you. Ooh. Sitting to play around with it.
How about better now?
Better now.
Makai has done a great job. This is the LSU undrafted free agent. Mm-hmm. He's been physical at the line of scrimmage. He's roughed some dudes up, you know. He's aggressive. I remember I told you that he intercepted a pass and he threw the ball down and Sirianni kind of bitched him out like you haven't done anything in the NFL yet.
Right.
He's sprinkling a little of some things
in
practice. So I think we got to give him his love right now. He's showing out.
Is he's not related to Ahmad Gardner, is he?
You might want to hit the Wikipedia for some misinformation. You know, I'm not sure about him, but
that's not even spelled the same.
Are you guys surprised that Hurts and AJ Brown are just continuing to kill it right now?
No, not at all, man. I mean, the chemistry between these two, the friendship, I mean, these guys are basically together all the time. They stated, you know what I mean? And they both are on the same level with they have one set goal coming into this season. You know what I mean? That was based off of how that last year ended. So, nah, I'm not surprised at all, man. I'm very excited that, you know, they're coming into the season with that mentality.
Now, I want to mention that, you know, with Matt Maddox is still getting his groove back. But right now, first team slot reps are going to Zach McPherson, followed by Josiah Scott and Mario Goodrich. Let's see.
That's another position that we're
we are. Thin. But I'm going to be honest, man. Zach McPherson, I'm really trying to be not all in, but, you know what I mean, at least – be on his side this season coming, you know what I mean? Like, I'm really hoping that the kid shines. I really do hope he steps up this year, man. And it was the same way I felt about Kayvon last year, you know, and then Kayvon didn't come through. So I'm not really big on him this year. And I don't want to fall into that category with McPherson, but I mean, here I'm giving him his shot, man, and this is the year to do it.
What's your guys' thoughts on what Dustin has to say here? Because we've talked a lot about the right guard position, and you know, the thought and the hope has been that Steen kind of takes over that position. Hollis has really been pushing that as well. I've kind of just left it up for whoever, literally whoever's best for the position.
Exactly.
That's right now, Juergens has it on lock right now.
Yeah.
Right now, yeah.
I mean, it's basically what Malata and Diller went through last year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he took it from him, so it's just up for grabs. It's just for, you know, the best man to go ahead and fill this position.
Now, we mentioned the big nickel before, earlier in the show, but Wallace, Edmonds, and Sidney Brown are all playing linebacker. In certain situations. So, but Edmonds is getting the first look. So, I mean, that, you know, Sidney Brown,
close to the line of scrimmage, man.
Yeah, I would like to see him wrap up. I want to see his technique get better there. It'll be interesting. Right now, Sipos is pretty much winning the competition. We mentioned that earlier. But right now, our punt returners, this is what the depth chart looks like right now. Britton Covey on lock. Quez Watkins and Zacchaeus PR3. And then Devontae Smith for the explosive one-timer opportunities.
I dig it.
Did you find out if they were –
Yeah, no, it's like it's Gardner spelled different. Sauce Gardner and Makai Gardner. I think Makai is Gardner.
Gardner.
And the other one is Gardner.
Yeah. Shout out to John, who's watching the show. He sent me a DM, and he sent me a camper from Long Island.
Who's this?
John.
Sent you a camper?
It's a Kelly Green camper. Not a Kelly Green camper, but he found a camper in Long Island.
Nice.
Eagle fans are everywhere.
They are.
Sir.
Eagle fans everywhere. Hashtag. Jason says Boston Scott returning punts or Covey's. Listen, Covey has got that on lock. And then someone's going to ask me.
His grandfather wrote a book. Come on.
7 Habits of Successful Punt Returners. You've never read that?
Never read it yet? Covey did. England Covey's got that on lock.
Unlike Jalen. Jalen has not thrown an interception in camp.
Yeah. Have you guys seen any of those videos coming out of Dallas Cowboys camp?
Absolutely. Because
I got to be honest with you. As lame as it is, I'm not sure how many different Cowboys fans you guys have seen this offseason posting the video of the end of the Super Bowl when Jalen is chucking a ball up and then he ends up stepping on Kelsey's foot and the ball is like well short. I saw a play just yesterday where Dak didn't step on anybody's foot and that ball was like 10, 15 yards short and got easily picked off.
The way all three of them were looking up in the sky, like, oh, I got this.
It was like a fair catch.
Yo, it was like out left field. Like, yeah.
I got it.
Waving diesel. But, you know, at the end of the day, everyone will talk about the Cowboys and yada, yada, yada. Like, at the end of the day, it's really about Dak. As good as Dak plays, as good as the Cowboys play. We've seen as good as Jalen's played. He continuously gets better each year. Mm-hmm.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I really want to see Jalen versus Dak this year. I hope Dak stays healthy just so we can put that conversation to bed. I want to just beat the brakes off the Cowboys while Dak is out there starting.
Mr. Iflow had mentioned we have Jalen Hurts has been updated in the latest Madden release. He is at an 88.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Where's Dak at? In 87?
87. And then after yesterday, he might have dropped down to 86.
John says Dak is trash. He's at practice like he'll play during the regular season. Hey, man, you saw the pick against the 49ers?
The last play of the season?
Oh, even before that. But we'll see, man. Let's see. Anything else that you guys want to add in? Some practice notes? Anyone? Anyone do you want to highlight? Any other players that we're missing?
Nah, I'm just trying to highlight these tacos in my hands and getting
ready. Hey, shout out to James Bradbury. He's had a terrific first week of camp. So,
and the jersey looks sharp on.
Bradbury?
The jersey looks sharp on Bradbury. Yes, it does.
I didn't see him.
They had a pick of Bradbury. They had BG definitely topped it off with his locker room pick. You know what I mean? The helmet right next to him. Like, yo, bro, I got inspired. I'm cashing in. I'm gonna go buy me a helmet. I might buy me one on Sunday.
Yeah, the photo shoot that they had for that was great. I love the one with Josh Sweat chilling there with the boombox.
The ones that we released.
The ones we released.
I'm going broke this weekend, fellas. I'm telling you that right now. Take my money. It's a wrap.
Oh, you buying more stuff?
What, bro? I'm
scared. There's a lot of Eagle fans. Shout out to Mark Bird in chat. He bought the coach's jacket. I know Jesse Wines brought the coach's jacket. A lot of people are sending me those photos. Shout out to Bud Light again. Shout out to Bud Light for holding us down at tailgates, supporting us for the last 6.5 years. We appreciate you guys. Shout out to the Conshohocken Italian Bakery, 50 years of awesomeness. Shout out to Tina. Show her love. Show them love. Go down there and buy a tomato pie or Prime Wolf.
With the cookies. The cookies. You gotta say, you gotta get on the cookies.
Bro, I don't even really like cookies. I don't even really like cookies.
And we say regatta because we're Medigan.
But those regatta cookies are slamming.
Fire, dude.
What?
Fire.
Yo, get a nice glass of cold milk, you're good to go.
You know, shout out to Hollis Thomas. He's out there doing, you know, the Lord's work, whatever that is. Shout out to Mal out there. He's being father of the year.
Father of the year.
Sometimes fathers got to step up, make a big play.
All day.
Prime knows about that.
Okay. All day.
Have you guys any big plans this week? Anything we should know about? I mean, we do have open practice on the 6th. We have to like make a game time decision on whether to tailgate or not. People were running into me at the jersey release. They're like, "So are you guys tailgating?" I'm like,
How about we just have a gathering? You know what I mean? We just have a gathering. We meet up at G2 and just gather.
Tailgate light?
That's what a tailgate is.
I'm not trying to, you know, cook some food.
Somebody tries to turn music on. Hey, it's a gathering. This is not a tailgate.
At least the one thing then to another. Then, you know what I mean? Gail's got the grill and Evan's got the grill in the trunk, and then that pops out. Ooh. And then, you know what I mean? Here come the cheesesteaks from down the street.
I hope you're ready to help me with that monster this year. Jesus Christ, that thing is so fucking big, bro.
I'm trying to tell you that I'm going to be hurting on Sunday, so I'm trying to avoid carrying anything.
That thing is so
funny. I don't even know how I'm going to make it on Sunday, but
I'm going to cook them cheesesteaks this year in record time. Like, I'm not sure if you guys have been to the 4th and John tailgate in recent years. If you have, you know the deal. There's been past 2 years, there's been just a line that feels never ending, to get the cheesesteaks. And this year, they're going to be flying off the grill. We got a lot more power.
Talking about flexing. This guy is just like really flexing. Flying off the grill.
Yo, y'all got to see this new toy Evan got, man. He's excited to put it to work.
Shout out to Rich in the building. Hung with Rich down in Washington. And look what Rich gave me. I said, "Hey, Rich, I got it in my car. I got it in my wallet. So whenever I get in trouble."
That's funny. I was given two over the weekend myself.
Shout out to Rich, man. Keeping us protected.
That's exactly what I got, Pete. Four burner Blackstone.
Shout out to the McCabe's. If you've not met Moore at a tailgate, I've seen her, you know, robot dancing. I've met her family. Her family's cool as hell. McCabe's awesome. They tailgate all the time. Mm-hmm. Rich's repping Hoboken. So anyone in Hoboken need to find an Eagle fan, Rich is the man out there. And I actually played I played college football with his homie.
Okay.
Small world, man. Small world. So right now, cheesesteaks, prime, your number one. Has anything changed off the list?
What, for Sunday?
No, in terms of best cheesesteaks in Philly?
No, nothing changed. Sonny's is still ranked number one for me.
I was trying to set you up, bro. I was trying to set you up.
What? I mean, Evan's cheesesteaks? I mean, that's already number one. It's a given. It's a given.
Evan's cheesesteaks.
Evan's cheesesteaks is a given. You know, I mean, I don't even have to mention it. He already knows that.
If you guys see JL Jupiter, anyone know JL Jupiter, Eagle fan, he's in Philly, does a lot of food reviews. We like to get him down to the tailgate and review Evan's cheese.
Right, come and check it out, that. You know what I mean?
Love that.
That would be great.
What?
That would be great. We'll have to do that. Anyone, right. JL Jupiter,
tag me. I already see a vision. Evan's cheesesteaks.
Any and all food critics, I challenge you. Not really. Don't be too hard. I'm very sensitive.
But before we get out of here, last word. Obviously, it's the end of the show. Thoughts and feelings. Prime, what is your last word tonight?
Oh, man, look, we are 5 days away from open camp. We are day four in training camp. And I'm really, really looking forward to this weekend because not only do I get to see the birds, I get to catch up with the Eagles family. I get to bring in my birthday with the best people and best crowd in the world, you know.
Wow. So
I'm looking forward to that. Shout out to my wife, you know what I mean? She's going to be by my side that day, so we're going to have a good time. Kidless. So, you know what I mean? We're definitely going to go ahead and get it in. You know, yeah, and like I said, man, earlier in the show, I will be playing a doubleheader with my squad, you know what I mean? So shout out to my boys, you know, let's go ahead and take this thing all the way.
Can you tell us the name of your team?
Yes, we are called the Haddonfield Kings. So shout out to the Haddonfield Kings,
okay.
To the boys, you know what I mean? So we're definitely going to go ahead and do our thing this weekend. We got a doubleheader against our rivals, the Blue Jays. So I'm looking forward to busting that ass and, you know what I mean, moving on to the next round. So, you know what I mean, what a better perfect time to do it on my birthday weekend. So let's make it happen. Let's go. Go Birds.
What color are you guys' jerseys?
It's red, gray, and black.
Okay. You need any custom cleats?
We'll talk about that.
Okay. I mean, say about that. Just trying.
Don't act like you're gonna put me first on the list. You know what I mean? Everybody else gets put first on the list.
Ask Prime who has the most customs done by.
Prime, who has the most customs?
Prime has the most customs done.
Yeah, I do have the most customs done, but I only have like two in my possession. The rest of the stuff.
You know, I was opening boxes the other day, and I was like, "Oh, these are Prime's Jordan 6s."
Exactly.
I was like,
you see, you can brag about all the customs you make for me, but when are they actually going to be put in my hands?
Because you did wear them, and they got fucked up.
Hey, look, it was my I try to take care of your babies. You know what I mean? I know every time you don't. Where do you see your kids the most with me? You know what I mean? Because I'm always rocking them for you. You know what I'm saying?
Drop some hot sauce on something. I don't know what happened to it, but shout out to 843 says last words. Blessing to all of you guys and appreciate blessings that, to bro. Everyone thank in the you. Chat.
Likewise.
You know. Let's see.
Thank you for the birthday wishes.
Your last word, Ev.
Yeah, dude. I'm just amped, if I'm being honest with you. When's the Eagles' first preseason game? What day 14. Is that? The 14th?
I believe it's I'm 12th. Sorry, the 12th.
12th? 12th. All right, Ravens. So less than 2 weeks until the first Eagles preseason game. But how about 2 days until the first NFL preseason game?
Two days.
Thursday, bro.
Yeah, Thursday.
Jets Browns.
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, man.
And like I'm sitting here amped up for it. When in reality, I know by the time the fourth quarter rolls around, I'm gonna be like, "Yo, this is some tough stuff." We got Jets Browns third stringers, but I'm gonna stick through it, bro. Because
but we're also 14 days away from Madden coming out too, bro.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Which I mean, I also just want to throw that out there. EA graphic department, if you you know, you need a new guy. I think you might, because the cover of that, very obvious mistake going on there with the face mask. So yeah, hit me up. Slide in my DMs, yay.
Drew says, sorry, he's missed this. Are you guys gathering this weekend?
Well, the gathering, I think, is already established. It's whether or not we're tailgating.
That's the part.
That's the part.
Is it to say that we could definitely make that decision by end of day tomorrow?
No?
You need to know sooner?
No.
Or you just don't think later. We're going to go ahead and make that decision?
I don't think we're going to make that decision by tomorrow.
But you know how we roll, man. Like when we decide, that it might be 2 days in advance. But
well, you are the main person that always says this is Evan's thing. We're gonna wing it. Let's wing it.
We'll do it live. Do it live. Fuck it.
Hey, I mean the important thing, Nady, is preseason week 3. The Minshew returns to the link, and he's hyped. Why not ask you guys? Are you guys attending the Ravens Eagles preseason game?
I can't, unfortunately, I'm just going to be in the presence of my grandmother who is celebrating her 86th birthday, so I'm going to be there for that.
Hey, you know who skipped out on their grandmother's birthday to be at a Eagles game? Puga.
Wow.
Talk about some disrespectful-ish.
Hey. No, that's,
but
that's,
I respect the fandom.
Yeah, no, I do.
Respect the fandom, bro. That boy's going to get a Mexican ass with me.
he said, F grandma going to the Eagles. G2, yeah, that would, if that's the case, again, we're running on fumes. We're doing it.
To be honest with you, we'll probably all end up parking there. So
it's what we do.
If you want to park in G2, it's a very good shot.
Because G2,
tailgate will be there.
G2 is our stomping ground.
We love G2. But my last word of the night, thank you for all the people in the chat. Appreciate you guys sticking around and joining the show. Shout out to all the Eagle fans that showed up in the line repping early in the morning. Again, someone was like, I can't, like, you know, there's people make shots at people who show up to these things. Bro, like, It's really not about a jersey sometimes. It's about the nostalgic feeling. It's about actually meeting Eagle fans that actually really love the Eagles like that. Because there's a lot of bandwagons out there. There's a lot of, you know, sometimers. But there's a lot of full-timers that I meet on a consistent basis who show up, who really – they really bleed green. Like, and it's a part of their life. And, again, I say do what makes you happy. Like, whatever that is.
It makes us happy, man.
Do what it is. And that's what I was doing on Monday.
The GOAT, the Kelly Green GOAT.
So if I'm going to leave you anything, do what makes you happy, man. If the Eagles is it, come join us, hopefully at a tailgate, hopefully during the season, hopefully on the road with Philly Sports Ships. But we'll see you guys soon. As always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Oh, birds.